Well, it's been a fiery question time, with the opposition going after the government over their proposed changes to race hate laws. This is after Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull announced plans to make the Racial Discrimination Act fairer. He says the language in parts of the Act has lost credibility and will be replaced. Under the proposal, the words offend, insult and humiliate will be replaced with the higher test of harass and intimidate. Also, under the changes, any complaints that are vexatious will be blocked from progressing, with the person who lodged the complaint to wear the burden of the cost. The federal government hopes the reforms will hopefully bring an end to frivolous legal claims. Now, someone who's campaigned heavily on this issue is Corey Bernardi, the Australian Conservative Senator. He's on the line. Senator, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
Has he done well here, Malcolm Turnbull, considering the competing interests and opinions within the coalition?
Look, Ben, I think he has done well. I regret that it's taken 12 months or thereabouts to get to this point, but I do think the changes that he's proposing to the process are worthwhile and effective, and I also think the change of insult and offend to harass and intimidate, I think, is well worthwhile as well.
I think the case of the university students in Queensland, for a lot of people who may not have been paying too much attention to Section 18C of the Racial Discrimination Act, that gave them a real-life example of kids who hadn't really done anything wrong but had their lives turned upside down.
That's exactly right, Ben. One of the students put on Facebook, QUT fighting segregation with segregation, and found themselves hauled before the Human Rights Tribunal, wound up in court, a three-year legal battle, because one woman decided she was taking offence and wanted $250,000 in compensation. It's ridiculous. And alarmingly, when I pointed this out to the crossbenchers, including Senator Nick Xenophon, and many others, they said they weren't aware of it. It wasn't that big a deal. Let the process take place. And I can't believe that anyone could justify the processes and the use of the law or misuse of it in that case. And I've always said, if you can't defend it, then you need to amend it. And I'm glad the government, belatedly, has finally come to that conclusion.
All right, you know the politics of this better than anyone. How's he managed to convince those in the coalition party room that they need to make these changes? Or has he not convinced them, but he's just making a captain's call here?
No, he went through the party room. But, Ben, the overwhelming majority of my former colleagues in the Liberal Party were supportive of changes. I introduced a bill in the first week of Parliament. I had 27 members of the government and the crossbenchers sign it. All backbenchers signed it, bar one. This was very popular and sensible within the party room, but the will from the leadership simply wasn't there. Now, what's happened is it's gone to the party room. They've made process and substantive changes to the language. Mm. It's been approved by the party room, with some exceptions who clearly don't support it, and that's why it's being introduced into the Senate first, I suspect, because they're hoping it won't get through, and then it will never have to grace the House of Representatives, because they think they could see a couple of their own members crossing the floor. And frankly, that's an indictment on the Liberal Party ethos, because freedom of speech is something that they have always defended, until recently anyway. And that's why Australian Conservatives is trying to fill the void of a principled, credible alternative for those who think the Liberal Party have lost their way.
Just briefly, off the back of these changes today, Malcolm Turnbull's even copping praise from Tony Abbott. He must be pinching himself.
Scary, isn't it? I'm praising him as well. But, this is such one of those principled decisions. You either believe in free speech or you don't. You think this law has been misused or you don't. And it's not only in respect to the QUT students, but, the simple fact that Bill Leake, the late Bill Leake, much loved by many and, feared by many too for his lampooning, was harassed to an early grave because of a cartoon that he drew, I think is abhorrent. And I think, quite frankly, the untimely demise of Bill Link prompted some soul searching from some members of the government. And if something's good's going to come out of his passing, I hope this is it.
All right, if the government had to move quickly on this, as opposed to dragging it on and on and on, is there a chance you'd still be in the Liberal Party?
It's one of those issues that either you've got to stand for something or you fall for anything, and who knows what could have been.
Right.
But it was certainly a bellwether issue for me, freedom of speech.
We'll talk soon. Well done for leading the charge on it.
Thank you very much, Ben.
Corey Bernardi, former Liberal Senator, now with the Australian Conservative Party.